Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, April 14, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Leadership training continues despite violence in Iraq. Aid agencies batten down the hatches there. And from fear of demons to freedom in Christ, a pygmy tribe takes the gospel to heart in the Republic of Congo. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Headlining today's news, violence in and around Iraq is preventing many Christians in the region from receiving theological training they crave. CBE International is focused on providing that in the Middle East and Central Asia. CBI's president Hans Finzel says they're helping Iraqi believers, but from outside the country. He says the reason's pretty obvious.
The security concerns make it very dangerous to ramp up a huge thing. I predict next year, 2005, as things settle down, Lord willing, hopefully, we will begin to help them actually build their own Bible colleges and seminaries.
Finzel says this region of the world is passionate to know the truth.
Many people are disillusioned with the alternative religions. They are saying, you know, who is this Jesus Christ and what do these Christians have to offer? And that's, you know, when we go in there with humanitarian efforts, I think that's just a fantastic foundation to the gospel.
Meanwhile, World Vision is pulling back in northern Iraq following the murder of an aid agency director and his wife 4 days ago. World Vision New Zealand closed its offices in response, but will assess security on April 18th. 10 staff members will wait out the situation in Jordan while another 67 staff will remain. Pray for the safety of those involved with meeting physical and spiritual needs in Iraq during this time. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Seed Company reports good progress in their Kambari translation of the Book of Acts. The team is preparing to begin work in 7 other New Testament books. There are also several Old Testament texts in the first draft stage. An indigenous language dictionary is ready for print and should be available in the near future. Kambari is spoken by 300,000 people in western Nigeria. Pray for good relationships among the teams and for the ability to catch mistakes in both translation and in typing. Next, it's proof that God will supply all our needs. In this case, a $4 million need. JARS, which speeds Bible translation by providing quality services for Wycliffe Bible translators and others, announced this week that God has met their need of 3 aircraft. JARS' David Bothwell.
One of them was a helicopter for Papua New Guinea. The other 2 were new aircraft needed in one of our programs in the South Pacific. And God has brought all of those aircraft to be fully funded during this year.
Bothwell says transportation service is important to Bible translation work.
Much of the areas where the Bible translators work that we're supporting are in areas of the world that are very difficult, if not impossible, to reach. And so these aircraft are making it possible to do the work as well as speeding the work.
The new aircraft bring to 37 the total number of craft in the JARS fleet. And finally, seeds of the gospel have taken root and are growing at a fast pace near Brazzaville in the Republic of Congo. Hope Builders International's Johan Hose says they had a carefully built plan to evangelize the Bobongo pygmy tribe last year, but God had other plans for team leader DeWalt Vandenberg.
What we thought would take 3 years took 7 weeks. Well, it was 11 weeks that he was on the trip, but the last 7 weeks, the doors just really were open and he could really bring the gospel of Jesus to them.
Host says what's even more thrilling is how plans to build discipleship and training centers came together.
This partner of ours moved in and said, here are the funds to go and put up the 2 training centers. And instead of going back to the Babongo in September, the way we planned, DeWalt is actually leaving again on the 3rd of May.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's the sacrificial story of the work of Indian nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.